Today is Wednesday, May 19th, 2021, at 1:09 p.m. Eastern Time. I am Sean Rhodes. I'm convening a meeting of the WBI Radio Committee, and I am here with Janet Coleman.
Hello.
Pat Logan.
Hello.
And Carolyn Burden.
Hello.
All right. So let me read through the tentative agenda, and we'll be on our way. One, choose a pro tem chair. Two, feedback regarding April 29th LSB show. Three, discuss the scheduling of future shows. Four, choose two implementers for the fourth LSB show of 2021. Five, choose someone to handle promotion of the fourth show. Six, discuss the mechanics of doing the fourth show during the station shutdown. Seven, choose someone to contact interim program director to confirm date of fourth show. And eight, choose someone to convene the next committee meeting. All right. So I volunteer to be the pro tem chair. All right. And number
accepted.
Two.
Agreed.
Yes,
okay.
Thank
agreed.
You.
Just for the record.
Thank you so much. All right. And
thank
number
you.
Two. Number two, feedback regarding April 29th LSB show. I want to share with you all an email that Marilyn Vogt Downey sent to me the day after the April 29th show. She wrote, "Dear Sean, the changes you guys made were really useful. It works a lot better to have a 3-minute time limit on both callers and on the LSB responses, and to allow lots of calls before the LSB members respond. This gave the listener callers a lot more time to air their ideas. I had wished that the LSB members would have had maybe a minute each in closing. I had intended to put in a big thank you to our producers for consistently showing up with quality programming, although all but a few of them unpaid. But it was a really good program, a lot better than the last time. Good work! !! Thank you! !! All right, so I wanted to share that with the committee.
Nice. You're the first one who noticed.
Well, no, she's not the first one to notice. Other people have been saying that, too, about the 3-minute time limit, and how well it's working and, you know, getting shuffling through callers and, you know, keeping it moving.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Good.
In terms of her idea about having a minute each in closing, I don't think that's practical in this context, because we're having enough difficulty getting to say this stuff within a lot of time as it is, trying to get them to key to a minute when wrapping up. No, that's just not going to work. But how do others feel? We know how Janet and I feel. How do you feel, Carolyn and Pat?
Carolyn here. I remember being on that program, and I think when I was on, we did have a 1-minute closing statement, and that was nice. You could, you know, get a last word in about a listener call-in thing that was not quite addressed, or, you know, you could just summarize the main point that you wanted. And we weren't running for office, you know, it was about the call. But anyway, I don't have any reason to object to that. And with 1 minute, you just cut people off. That's easy, you know, if they're talking too long. Anyway, just a thought.
Okay, well, thank you, Carolyn. Pat, what's your thought?
I thought the show was quite good also. I thought it's getting much more listenable.
Mm-hmm. And the idea of a 1-minute wrap-up from the participants. What are your thoughts about that?
If we could do it, it would be very good, but I understand the problem with it that,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes you go over a little bit and then you lose that cushion that we use for the 1 minute and then
And Carolyn, if that occurred on an LSB show, that was out of the kindness of the person who was hosting that show, because we've never had that structure written in. Or and maybe you're confusing it with a candidates forum where they structure that in, but we've never had
I think I seem to recall, but it's been a long time since I've been on. Maybe not. Anyway, the 1-minute deadline can be enforced very easily. The trick is that it's so unpredictable
how many people are going to show up for a meeting, for a broadcast,
right,
that you're leaving 2 minutes, but you might need four. You just never can figure that out in advance.
All right. Well, I just wanted to share that idea with the rest of the committee. So let's see, moving on to number three. Discuss the scheduling of future shows. Well, this dovetails with something that happened at the April show, which was we had a member who brought up the issue of the referendum, particularly after I cautioned all of them, and Janet was CC'd on this, my cautioning, not to bring up that issue because we didn't want to get into the area of possibly having on-air violations, which would trigger, you know, equal on-air time for this discussion. So the person did that anyway. Fortunately, I haven't heard of any complaints, so I'm feeling good about that. But we have a show scheduled for Friday the 28th. That's the last date that Linda gave us. And after that, it's a question mark. So since the ballots go out in June and they have to be back by July, I was thinking maybe we should not press our luck too much and try to get on the air for June and just leave it and come back on in late July, after the results have already come out. How do others feel?
What do you mean, give up the June show?
Yeah, well, yeah, because we don't have one, technically.
Yeah.
So I would just say, don't ask her for a June date. Just ask her for July and going forward dates.
Carolyn here.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
I wouldn't give one up without being told that you can't have it, because if you schedule it and then the schedule becomes crowded because of the election, we can graciously defer it to the following month. But I think to voluntarily give it up without being asked is not a good idea.
Well, we're not giving up anything. We don't have a June date.
I mean, giving up the question that we need one. If the question comes up and then, you know, the PD says, well, it's not feasible, that's another issue. But if we don't even ask for one, I don't want that to be taken as a sign that we don't want one. That's all I would be afraid of.
How do the others feel, Janet and Pat?
Is there any way that we could think of that we could sort of minimize the chance that somebody's going to bring it up? Is there, like...
What do you suggest, other than cautioning them not to?
I know. Some people just don't... They just don't take these things in very well. So,
put it,
I mean,
charitably.
Other people do, but some people you really have to... You really have to hammer it in, and maybe, you know, problem with hammering something in is that people who would take it seriously get insulted if they're being barraged and, you know, treated like they don't have a brain. It's, you know, it's kind of a balancing. It's kind of a tough act. It's a balancing thing.
Janet, what are your thoughts?
Who was the person that violated the rule?
Well, I don't know if that's... We need to say that in a...
Well, okay, on the call. But I'm just wondering how much warning they need, you know, and how likely it is that someone will violate it, understanding that it is... It's not good for us to violate this particular... incursion of a rule is really poor at this moment.
Carolyn here.
Carolyn.
Yeah, I think Patty was being very tactful and talking about the people who come from the "it's better to apologize than explain" school. Somewhere in there, I'm sure there's someone who will deliberately violate the rule and laugh about it because there's nothing else to
do.
And there's no punishment scheduled unless we announce one in advance, you know. But I think it might be iffy, but I don't know. I hate to let us be bullied like that. I think it'd be good to have a meeting and just make it really strong to the listeners that any discussion is out of order. They may not call in and ask about anything but the schedule. And, of course, board members on the call may not discuss it. And then, you know, if something happens, at least the listeners will know who the bad guys are.
Well, both those things happened on the April show. The board member brought it up, and then we could hear Arpal saying, "No!" And then Arpal read, you know, his explanation, you know, why we can't discuss that on the air, and made it clear to the listeners. And so when we open up the phone lines, listeners, you know, didn't bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
They just mentioned it in passing, so that it served that purpose. But, you know, the stuff was already out there by the...
Have been people warned before the program?
Yes, that's what I'm telling you.
Were they all there when they were warned? I mean, I'm just trying to make excuses. I think it was deliberate then. Are we on the nobody's that stupid list? Or
No, if you know who it was, you wouldn't make excuses.
Okay.
Yeah. They were all warned well in advance, and Janet was CC'd on that.
So it was deliberate, yeah. All right.
Either deliberate.
That's a problem. Uh-huh.
Oh, the person is, you know, not very, doesn't have many lights upstairs. Put it on. Put it that way. Doesn't have many lights on upstairs.
No, we don't have anybody like that on our board.
Bite your tongue.
I think listeners do need to be reminded why it is mm-hmm. that we can't
right.
talk about it. Because when our Paul says every day, every week on the show, he says, there's something very important going on, and I can't talk about that. And he doesn't say why he can't talk about it. And so it makes everybody... Anybody that hears that is like, what is this about? Is this a temper tantrum, or is this some rule we can't? No, it's a secret rule. I mean, it's not a secret rule. There's a reason. And people,
right.
if people understand the reason, it will be more, they'll be able to accept it better, that
mm-hmm.
they have to find an alternate way to find out the information. But that when he does it every week, I can't talk about it. It's like, oh my God.
Well, for his show, I guess he's taking an extreme position. But for LSB show, he had more latitude, more leeway. So you know, he gave the explanation of, you know, why we can't talk about this because of, you know, the fair campaign provisions during this time period. And he did say that ballots would be sent out in June, and there's nothing, you know, opinionated about that. That's a factual matter, so.
Yes, yes.
And he did, and he encouraged people to do their online research. Now, and that's the information that I gave to the board members as well. And I also encouraged them that if they wanted to give out websites, website addresses for people to go to get more information, they could do that. But this board member chose not to take that route. She just gave her opinion. So, you know, we're taking a chance as it is and having a May show, but I was advocating for June, we should just, you know, not press for a date. Just let that one slide and then come back July until the end of the year.
Well, if that's what you're going to do, may I suggest that you put it in writing, sign all of our names, and make it clear that we expect to show the following month.
Oh, okay.
That's a good idea.
I just don't want to give up, you know.
Right, we can't just ignore it.
We can't have Linda assume that we're going to be okay with having a show every 2 months henceforth because we didn't have one in June.
Right.
Good. Yeah, right.
Oh, okay. Good. Good idea.
Okay, good.
Yes, thank you. Okay. All right, so let's get down to the usual business. Number four, choose two implementers for the fourth LSB show of 2021. Well, I
volunteer.
Oh, okay. So Janet and I will do that. Choose someone to handle promotion of the fourth show. I volunteer. Discuss the mechanics of doing the fourth show during the station shutdown. just so you all know, Catherine came through for us for this last show. She made the Zoom reservation, and she managed the connection during the show itself. So everything went smoothly on that end. So I'm hoping that she'll follow suit for the May show as well. All right. So, but as I said, the month before when she wasn't there, we just made other arrangements, and we got someone else, the engineer in studio, to handle the Zoom connection. So, however it works, it'll work out. All right, so that's number 6-7. Choose someone to contact interim program director to confirm date of fourth show. I volunteer to do that. And then choose someone to convene the next committee meeting. I volunteer to do that. Okay.
Okay.
So we've conducted our business. We are officially adjourned.
How about that?
We had healthy discussion about various matters, and all within a reasonable time frame. So I'm pleased.
Okay.
Sean, anytime you're chair of any other committee, let me know. I want to join that committee.
Well, who doesn't? Everybody wants to be on this committee.